This is Radio Nepal. I am Eshan Srestha with the news, the headlines first. 6th BIMSTEC Summit concludes issuing Bangkok Vision 2030 document. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges BIMSTEC to revitalize regional cooperation amid global shifts. Prime Minister Oli meets with his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi in Bangkok of Thailand, says dialogue with Prime Minister Modi was meaningful and constructive. Scale of air pollution decreases in Kathmandu Valley today with the rise in wind speed, and China hits back at Trump tariffs with extra 34% tax on US goods, deepening market turmoil. Now the news in detail. The 6th Summit of the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation BIMSTEC, organized in Bangkok of Thailand, concluded today issuing the Bangkok Vision 2030 document. The summit approved 6-point proposal including the Bangkok Vision, which emphasizes on keeping the trade expansion, communication network and human security in the region in the center. Prime Minister of Thailand Pettongtarn Shinawatra organized a press conference there to inform about the endorsed proposal. The proposal included the issues constituting action-oriented mechanism to make BIMSTEC effective, forming eminent persons group to determine the future, maritime transport agreement, a joint statement incorporating the issue of providing support to earthquake-hit Myanmar and Thailand, as well as promoting people-to-people connectivity, giving tourism and culture priority. Heads of governments of BIMSTEC member nations, including Prime Minister Oli, addressed the summit. Meanwhile, addressing the BIMSTEC summit in Bangkok of Thailand today, Prime Minister Oli stressed that BIMSTEC must not only navigate the changing tides but also seize the opportunity to reinvigorate regional cooperation. Prime Minister Oli said the three pillars of the BIMSTEC summit, prosperity, resilience and openness, not only align with the sustainable development goals but also resonate deeply with Nepal's national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali, saying climate change has posed an existential threat to entire humanity. He opined that for Nepal the stakes are even higher. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli held a meeting with his India counterpart Narendra Modi today. Taking to his social media X, Prime Minister Oli said their discussions were highly meaningful and constructive and expressed his appreciation over the cordial exchange. According to Prime Minister Oli, the dialogue will be vital for making new partnership to advance bilateral ties and regional cooperation, as well as the agendas raised by the BIMSTEC summit. Meanwhile, Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India, has said India has accorded top priority to its relations with Nepal. He said his meeting with Prime Minister Oli today was fruitful. Taking to his social media X, Prime Minister Modi said they discussed about various aspects of Nepal-India ties, especially with the focus on energy, connectivity, culture and digital technology. The two Prime Ministers had a one-on-one meeting for about 45 minutes at Hotel Mandarin Oriental in Bangkok. Earlier, they had met in New York on the 23rd of September in 2024 on the sidelines of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Prime Minister Oli is returning home tomorrow on Saturday, concluding his 5-day official visit to Thailand. A Nepali parliamentary delegation led by Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Ghimire has left for Uzbekistan today to attend the 115th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU and the 4th Summit of the Non-Aligned Movement Parliamentary Network. The annual assembly of the organization and the 4th Summit of the Non-Aligned Network will be held in Tashkent, the capital of Uzbekistan, from the 5th to the 9th of April. Speaker Ghimire will address the meeting on parliamentary action for social development and justice. Meanwhile, Speaker Speaker Devaraj Khimire has taken the initiative to elect National Assembly member Dr. Anjan Shakye as a member of the Standing Committee on Sustainable Development of IPU. Speaker Khimire wrote a letter to the speakers of the 35 countries in the committee asking for their votes in Shakye's favour. Home Minister Ramesh Lekha claimed that the former king supporters undertook the violent incident in Tinkune, Kathmandu, with ill intention of spreading frustration towards the constitution and the systems. At a meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives today, he assured of fair investigation into the violent incident held in Tinkune. The Home Minister expressed the commitment to remain further active to guarantee security among the citizens by bringing the anti-constitutional and anti-system anarchic activities into legal ambit in the coming days. Meanwhile, the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the stakeholders concerned to cooperate for the investigation into the Tinkune incident that took place during the demonstrations of former King's supporters. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Videsh gaye pari chinta kina garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai call gardos data chalaunos sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The level of air pollution has reduced with increase in the wind speed. With the rise in wind speed, the scale of air pollution has also decreased today. Director General of the Department of Environment, Ministry of Forests and Environment, Gyanraj Subedi, said that the pollution level has come down from the world's most polluted city to the 7th position due to the increase in wind speed today. Kathmandu Valley, which was listed as the world's most polluted city for the past few days, has been listed as number 7 today. According to the Air Quality Index AQI data, air pollution in Kathmandu Valley reached 348 AQI, becoming the world's most polluted city on Thursday afternoon. The pollution came down to 147 AQI today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. China will impose additional 34% tariffs on all products imported from the United States starting from the 10th of April, the Customs Tariff Commission of the State Council announced Friday. According to Xinhua News Agency, the announcement follows the U.S. decision to impose reciprocal tariffs on Chinese exports to the United States. The commission said the move does not conform to international trade rules, seriously undermines China's legitimate rights and interests, and represents a typical act of unilateral bullying. U.S. President Donald Trump announced a 54% import tax for China, one of the highest rates for any country. South Korea's president has been removed from office after the Constitutional Court voted unanimously to uphold his impeachment, according to the BBC. Yoon Suk-yeol was suspended from duty in December after being impeached by parliament following his failed attempt to impose martial law. The ruling on Friday is said to have met with tears of joy and sadness among Yoon's critics and supporters who had gathered in various parts of Seoul to watch the verdict live. A snap election to vote for Yoon's replacement must be held by the 3rd of June. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Sixth BIMSTEC Summit concludes issuing Bangkok Vision 2030 documents. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges BIMSTEC to revitalize regional cooperation amid global shifts. Prime Minister Oli meets with his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi in Bangkok of Thailand. Says dialogue with Prime Minister Modi was meaningful and constructive. Scale of air pollution decreases in Kathmandu Valley today with the rise in wind speed. And China hits back at Trump tariffs with extra 34% tax on US goods, deepening market turmoil. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.